Welcome to the Entrepreneur Evolution Podcast. This is our Entrepreneur Express Tip episode. I'm your host, Annette Walter, and this is the place where I share weekly business tips in 5 minutes or less to help you regroup from your week and prepare to launch into next week. Let's get started. Hey there, entrepreneur. I hope you had a great week. Welcome to today's Entrepreneur Express Tip. Today, we are talking about improving team morale. And I have 3 things to share with you that will be helpful in improving your team's morale. And this is the perfect time to do this as we are entering into the holidays. And as things are really, really, really busy, I don't know about you all, but we are cranking it on this end. Before I share those first 3 things, I just want to congratulate you on a wonderful year and remind you that if you haven't done your 2023 planning, now's a great time to do that. I'm happy to be alongside you in 2023, whether it's here on the podcast or doing some intensive work with you and your team. Make sure you reach out and let me know what you need. I'm always happy to help. All right, so let's get to those 3 team morale items. Number one is to connect with each individual on your team personally on the one-to-one level, preferably outside of work, okay? Change locations, go get a manicure, pedicure, go have a coffee or a cocktail, go have lunch, sushi, something fun. Maybe it's just kind of doing some holiday shopping together. Whatever it is that you all enjoy doing together, connect on a personal level outside of the office. Number two, uncover their goals and what is going to motivate them in 2023. Where do they want to go professionally and personally? Like, what are their personal goals? If you spend some time to really have them map those out and identify those for you, it will give you a full awareness of what's important to them, where they want to go. Maybe they're thinking about growing a family. Maybe they're thinking about moving. Maybe they're thinking about, maybe their child's going to be transferring schools. Those are big things. So if you know what's on the horizon for them, where their head is, you can really support them as a leader. And last is to invest in them. You can do this through many, many, many free resources and many, many resources that are out there in the marketplace, whether it's books or podcasts or free courses or paid courses, college, courses, or even my favorite, as you know, and I'm a firm believer, I've been investing in my business coaching since 2009 personally, is with the coaching. I've been coaching individual team members of the companies and the business owners that I coach, and it is life-changing. Within a few sessions, we can help them uncover things that are holding them back, improve their confidence, their time management skills, give them the interpersonal skills for communication, help them up level as a leader. These are all things that we've been working on behind the skills. Those soft skills is where people need it the most. Maybe it's social anxiety and networking or sales development, whatever it is, you know. Maybe it's spreading themselves too thin, saying yes to doing everything. And that's, just kind of holding back their growth. So take some time and invest in them, see where they need to help. So a quick recap there, spend some time with them offsite, one-to-one, do something fun, connect with them, uncover what is going to motivate them and what their goals are in 2023. And then last but not least, invest in them and their growth. Keep evolving, entrepreneur. I am so, so proud of you. I'm happy you're here. Thanks for all the awesome reviews. Thanks for the feedback. And let's talk on a deeper level. If you need help on any of these topics, I'm here for you.